All right. This is something you have to worry about. And I thought we're way past this. This is not the 1800s anymore. But I guess this is still happening. We hear horror stories about this. And this happened a few days ago. A doctor is now being fined for cutting off the wrong leg of a patient.
Oh, I saw that story. Where is that? Like Australia or something?
Australia. So that has happened way too many times. We've
happening
had this story.
Once is too many times. One time is too many times.
We get the story like once a year, and that's got to be because now you still have to cut the other leg off because
right.
That's the leg that needed to be cut off. So now you have no legs. But would you not write on your leg in black marker, "Do not cut this leg off"?
Yeah, I don't know how you can mess that up. I'm beyond how, because you would think they recheck which leg, you know, and they write on it, take this leg, you know, whatever. It's crazy. And the crazier thing is, you see how much he was fined?
Yeah, like $5,000.
Which is nothing for a leg? Uh-uh. I'm sorry, you cut off the wrong leg. $5,000 is my opening bid.
We're not even talking grands here. This is going way past grand.
That's what I mean. Like I'm gonna own you. I'm gonna own this hospital.
Yeah, because I had one good leg. You cut that one good leg off. You can't ask somebody while you're in that room. Oh, by the way, double check, make sure it's left or right before we do it. Okay, is it my right or their right?
Exactly.
It's the right leg. Okay. If it's their right, it's this one. If it's my right, it's that one. I can see where that gets confused, but at least double check.
You know, I understand if it's something like, I don't know, something that's not that important. Like, I'm in a cab and I say, "Can you drop me off on the right?" And the guy pulls over to the left. I'm good. I can cross the street. But if it's something like putting on a tattoo or pulling a tooth, or taking a leg, you might want to check several times. Check, triple check, quadruple check. Go through it many, many times. Make sure you have it right.
And it was only discovered 2 days later. So I don't know how happens.
The person woke up and what?
Did they wake up 2 days later? I don't like anything about, I'm never going to Australia now.
If it was April, I would think this was an April Fool's joke, because this does not sound, there's a lot of problems with this story. Like, how does the patient not know that it was the wrong leg?
Right. Because I think they're thinking, was it my right leg or my left leg? I can't remember.
Right. And now they're still in pain or whatever the problem was initially with the remaining leg.
Yeah. And they're probably on a morphine drip.
Right.
So they really don't know.
Oh, my guess is if they take your leg, you're probably on a morphine drip and in a hospital bed for days. I don't think it's the kind of thing where, like, they take you out of anesthesia and then you just go hopping home.
You got to go.
Right.
We need this.
Well, the anesthesia wore off. Make sure someone's here to pick you up. We can't let you go home by yourself. No, the guy was probably, or the girl, I don't know who it was probably in bed for a couple of days recovering before they woke up and they were like, "Whoa, hang on. This isn't a phantom leg. That's my actual leg."
Yes, please, if this happens to me right on my good leg, do not cut this one off before I go in.
No, I think you should write on the leg that needs to go, "This leg needs to go."
You're getting it all confused. That's where people get confused. Because I say, write, "Do not cut this leg off." And then you say, "Well, write on the leg, take this leg." Then they get confused and they take the wrong leg. That's how this happens.
Well, either write on both legs, "Take this leg, don't take this leg." But then if somebody is leaning on the word "don't," it'll see just "take this leg." That's the problem.
Right. There's nothing good about this. Spray paint my leg, my good leg, blue. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Spray paint the bad leg, because you don't want spray paint on a leg. So spray paint the one that needs to go.
I'm never going to Australia.
No, don't get any surgery there. Don't get any leg surgery there.